day of June 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I just realized, through no fault of my own, I've become that girl.
Come on.
And I didn't know. Now, understand, I am probably the most grateful person that you know. Mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. I don't express it as often as I should. I just realized that this morning, too. I was like, I'm not being as grateful as I should be, even though I am.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
I am not. One thing I am not is celebrate your birthday longer than is absolutely necessary.
True. That's a very you. Yes. Hear that.
Which one of you put the post up last night?
I did.
Mm-hmm. I figured it. It seemed like your work.
That was me.
So my birthday was on Saturday. Much love.
Yep.
It's overwhelming. I'm kind of. Do you see either one of the Ben Affleck movies, The Accountant or The Accountant?
No, but
2?
We do know that that's your favorite movie.
It's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly because I get that character when he's like, I have to finish. I have to finish whatever. If I'm doing it, I have to finish.
Yeah.
You have to let me. Otherwise, he goes into a spin.
Sure.
So the idea that I'm not able to answer everybody back that said happy birthday.
Is it stressing you out?
It's hard for me.
Okay. What's so funny is.
It's 3 days later.
Adrian and I. Oh, no. It's only going to get worse. Adrian and I were like, we love you. It's your birthday. It's important.
And thank you.
And so we knew that we took Friday off. So then we knew maybe coming Monday that we would make sure to have like something. But then we knew you weren't coming into town.
And in theory, I wasn't going to be, we weren't going to see each other in person till Thursday.
So I, who's not normally a planner, was like, I'll do it on this day. Adrian and I kind of had this little plan. And then that also got thrown out the window.
What was the plan? I'm curious what the plan was. Now.
Just to put the decorations, do the thing similar to last year.
No need.
So there is a need. We're doing it. But
are we still doing it?
Oh yeah, no, baby.
There'll be a cake.
Yeah,
Chet. I'm talking to Michaela. Chet,
okay.
I'm talking to Michaela.
The adults are talking.
Yeah, the adults. Your parents are talking right now, Chet. The parents are talking. Okay, just close your eyes.
Just shut your mic.
Up. Still be a cake.
You're not here.
I really want
still
the cake.
Still the helium balloons.
What's not about? It's not my birthday.
Okay.
Why?
Because.
Can't we just save it?
Can't.
Who's next? Wait, when's yours?
And then it's Adrian. He's July 8th, and then I'm January. But here's the thing with our relationship.
Love her soul.
You guys, I'm gonna celebrate you, boys. You guys don't have to do it for me because I have girlfriends that do it for me. Oh. Long story short, we had a plan. Kind of got thrown out the window. But then all I keep remembering is when you told me that your mom, God bless her soul, was like, we can celebrate your birthday any day.
Doesn't matter what day it is.
First of all,
every day can be your birthday.
Every day. And then you said, can I have presents every day? And she said, no.
No. No, you greedy little...
And this weekend,
and we're not going to McDonald's every day either.
Yeah.
Sorry, this weekend.
No, this weekend. Yeah, I was kind of busy. I didn't have access to the Instagram, so finally, I had a moment yesterday. So I was like, I can put this together. And since there wasn't an announcement, nobody knows. I could have posted it tomorrow or whatever. I was just like, let me get this done and get this posted immediately because it deserves to be on.
Absolutely.
There.
So this is, and thank you again.
Thank you.
It's exhausting. I'm telling you, it's exhausting.
Yeah, well, it's not easy being a star, babe, but people want to celebrate you, okay?
That's not where I was going with that.
Of 25 years on KLU, we're going to celebrate you.
So,
girl,
last night,
clip of all time.
So last night, Adrian puts up the happy birthday, and it begins anew. You know, so now it starts again, which is great. and what's really funny is that a different... segment of the friend group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And different names you would know, you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like names in town that you would know that picked up off of Instagram. And then it's like, hey man, let's get together this week or whatever. And I'm like, I thought I was done with this.
I thought I was in
And I'm going to start all over again.
Nope.
No.
So thank you. But it's just, and it's just funny and it's fun. And
well, it's going all week long, so...
Yeah, the people who do that, I know people that literally celebrate birthday month.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. I don't know how you do it.
Unknowingly and unwillingly by you, we will be celebrating it like that with all the twists and turns that we ran into. We're like, okay, it's going to be this day. But I'm telling you, a lot of people want to celebrate you, love you, people in general, and they don't know unless you post about it. And so I looked on your page. I don't even think you said anything on your birthday. I don't even think you were like, hey, having a great day celebrating my birthday. You just didn't. You went rogue. So now the people have to know.
That's what I do. You know what I did for my birthday that was great? I didn't look at my phone one time.
What kind of influencer are you? Yep. No,
all the people that I needed. I'm not an influencer. That's the thing.
Well, we're changing that. I'm not. That. I know you're not. Oh, you mean you had fun in person with your friends?
I've got you guys. Right. Yeah, I was living life and being in the moment.
You were enjoying yourself?
Being in the moment.
Touching grass. That's disgusting.
My buddy took all the pictures. My friend Gus took all the pictures. I literally, the people that I needed to talk to were in the room with me. You know what I mean? There was nobody else. We were in Seattle. We were at the farm.
I love that.
There was nobody else. There was nobody else that I really needed to be in touch with. I mean, no disrespect to my other friends, but the people that I wanted to talk
to,
I was in the room with. So I had my phone in my pocket. And then Sunday morning, I was starting to catch up. And that's when I got the text that said, hey, are you going to be in Vegas today for the Mrs. Nevada America pageant? So are you coming to rehearsal at noon? And then I was coming up with my speech of, man, I'm really sorry. I blew this. Mm-hmm, and you know, my wife looked at me and she goes, you can make it.
You can do this.
And I went, you're right. I can. And it flipped on her because then all of a sudden I'm a dude. So I'm in clothes and brushing my teeth. I'm ready to go in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's like, let me just put a little makeup on.
Give me, Amy.
Give me 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I go, who are you going to see? You're running me to the airport and you're running back. She goes, you don't understand. I got to leave the house.
That's so funny.
So I got to have it. She goes, just give me 15.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
great. I do want to ask you a question. Are the friends that you wanted to be with here in the room with us now?
No, but you weren't available.
Good morning. Wait until you hear what's next on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
What's coming up next? We have four tickets reserved. Reserved, by the way, for our advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's animated film.
Elio.
No, it's Elio.
No.
Not you.
No.
I mean, if there was karaoke and you and I were going to do it,
like eight times with my son.
Me too. Go see it at 9th.
I don't pay attention to nothing. What's the pronunciation?
I swear to God, it was Elio. I swear to you. And I was expecting you to say it. And then when you just went, Elio, now I'm questioning myself.
Oh, boy.
We'll figure it out.
Listen, Pixar's latest and greatest.
Yeah, Elio, Elio, Oreo, I don't know.
Yeah, oh.
I don't know, wasn't supposed to rhyme, but it did.
Sure did.
Bars. Listen, free screening, reserve tickets. That's all you need to know.
That's right.
The first pick today definitely has the aroma of a 177-second survey. Because I have questions, but they're all like really short.
Great.
So this, we could make this bit 30 seconds if we wanted to, but that seems unsatisfying to me.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of different things. Number one, how much time do you believe, don't answer out loud, think about this really quick. How much time do you believe the average American gets to themselves every day? And how much do you get when you think of your own life? How much do you get every day? Well, I don't have any kids. And right now, my wife is out of town. Mm. I have too much time to myself.
Yeah.
Yesterday was brutal.
Oh.
No, I was exhausted, and I so desperately wanted to take a nap because I had time in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I couldn't because I knew I was alone in the house.
Oh, I hate that.
It bothered me. I just didn't. There was a part of me that didn't feel safe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Not that. And not for real. Like, I wasn't scared or anything. But I'm just saying.
But if you were, Chet, it's okay to say it.
Right.
Yeah, mental health matters.
Hey.
Amen.
You can be honest here, babe.
Men's Mental Health Month.
I actually felt like I was already taking a step forward by admitting that I couldn't take a nap because I knew that I was alone in the house.
But you're flourishing right now.
Oh, every day. Please. This is nothing. You've seen nothing.
Love the side of you.
But yeah, so I've got too much time alone because I don't have any kids.
I hear that.
And again, my wife's out of town, which sucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's cool. This is not one of those times. So we'll talk about that. Also, an Uber driver did something that I know he thought was cool. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Ooh.
In fact, I'm pretty sure it had the exact opposite effect, and I think we'll all agree. All right? So your first pick is coming up in just a minute. For tickets to see
Elio. Or Elio?
So I think it's Elio. I think.
With the first pick. It's we'll the first pick break. On the Chep Buchanan Show.
Okay, let's start off.
Socks off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
WSS. Yeah, Adrian, who's on the phone?
Oh, we got Jessica Alvarez from the Southwest.
Not that. Socks off. Which is the idea.
Good morning.
Don't get him
socks.
Jess in the
Love
Southwest.
That.
Incredible
Ooh.
Father's Day gifts from WSS.
Southwest
savings
yes.
of up to 40% off on select Nike
According
styles.
According to a new
WSS
report,
best
how
value
much
time do you believe the average American gets to themselves every day? Now, these are the things that get in the way. Family obligations, work commitments, financial constraints, social obligations, and guilt of being by yourself. How much time do you believe the average American gets to themselves every day?
I'm going to say maybe 30 minutes, an hour.
It's low. Oh, no, not an hour. In the entire day, it's lower than 30 minutes. Michaela.
I believe 30 minutes. May I tell you?
It's lower.
Oh, lower than.
Lower, guess.
Oh, no. 15 minutes?
Higher.
Go with 20 minutes?
20 minutes, the average American. It's 20 minutes to themselves every day.
That's crazy.
So how much time, Jess in the Southwest, how much time do you get to yourself every day?
I'd say probably about that much. Yeah, 30 minutes.
And does bathroom count?
Yeah.
Because that is probably the 20 minutes when you escape to the bathroom.
Yeah. No, with your phone.
Does not count.
Bathroom does not
she
count.
She said it doesn't.
Wow.
Does
no.
it count when you
My
sit in your car?
No. Yes. That one, well... Kind of. In the bathroom, I can never go to the bathroom by myself. My kids always come in, sometimes sit on my lap.
Dude, can I tell you that a friend of mine posted yesterday?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Did you just say, while you're doing your business, do they also remove their pants? I don't know how this works. I don't have no kids. Do they?
No, they sit on my lap. I get no privacy at all.
Oh, no. My
Shit.
That's one thing that I've never done in my life. And in fact, if I even thought about bothering my mother in the bathroom, that was instant death.
I showed you yesterday, a friend of mine posted this photo and it was in crayon. It said, come out. And the baby slid the paper underneath the bathroom door. And my friend was like, get away from me. Like, I just need to go to the bathroom.
When you say baby, how old is this child?
Like 7.
That's not baby, but still.
But still little enough.
Come out.
Come out.
No.
I need to talk to you.
That also would have not gone well for me.
So funny.
Come out.
Mm-hmm. In crayon.
Really quick, this woman named Elise claims that her driver began playing AI-generated songs featuring her name.
Oh.
On the way to the airport. Didn't think I'd be serenaded at 7 a.m. by AI on the way to the airport.
Wow.
Is this awesome? Because the guy took the time. I mean, how much time does
That's
it take?
A little creepy.
Hey, AI, make a song for Elise. You know? And so AI spits it out. Is this awesome or is this creepy?
I think that's creepy.
Michaela.
I don't know if it's creepy, but like 7 a.m. energy is not AI in my name.
Adrian,
no.
Adrian.
100% creepy.
Yeah, it's not.
I only think it's not creepy because it's something so quick to throw in ChatGPT when you see that your writer's on the way. Like, it's not like he like mixed it himself.
Yeah, no, it's not like he sat and wrote a song.
Right.
So it's not as.
So it's not like it is detailed, but it's, I mean, I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't be like, yes, play it again.
It's not as. Silence of the Lambs. You know, it's not as much, I'm going to wear your skin.
It's not putting the lotion on the skin.
Yeah, so that we can soften it up so I can wear it. It's not, so it's not as much that.
But it's a lot.
But again, this truly is, for me, this is where it's the thought that counts, but not in the way that you hope it does.
But like, stop thinking.
It's the idea that you thought this would be cool.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah.
We hate it.
A little unnerving.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
All right. So, okay, you... And then the kid that sits on your lap in the bathroom. And then who else goes to Elio?
My other child and my husband.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it all works. So it is a true family four pack. Cutie. Well, perhaps I perhaps I've been wrong about this whole
thing. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, hang on. Welcome to
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go. On Tuesday, the 10th day of June, 2025, just past 7, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Our Michaela's Hometown Throwdown has a new champion. I don't know if you're aware. Shayna Davis. And we, I'm going to need a ruling on her. We haven't had anybody claim East Side in a while. And just strangely enough, I ran across a map the other day. Sunrise Manor covers a lot of East Side.
Uh-huh.
Now, we do have East Side on the big leaderboard. If in fact if she is what we're calling East Side, that's their fourth win overall. And we do have those. She said, didn't she say East Las Vegas yesterday, Adrian? Wasn't that what she said?
Why did I write South Point? I think I'm completely...
Oh, I thought
was
that...
Was it South Point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was South Point.
Because we asked her about Flavor Flav. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that solves everything.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I love solving issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that South? Is that South Point's first win? All right, let me ask another question. Is that South Point? See...
We've had competitors from South Point. I will need to check the history books verify.
Welcome into... Well, I have the history books right here in front of me.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
That's why it's the Chip Buchanan Show. I like
that. Is that why?
That's what I like. That's what I like about you.
I didn't know why. Now we know. That's awesome. Is that South Point or is it Silverado Ranch? And I'm not trying to be that guy.
I feel like South Point can get its own designation, mm-hmm. don't you?
No, I hear you. Yes, I feel what you're saying. She's not from East Las Vegas. She's from South Point. Well, it solves one problem, but then it makes another one. But if that's the case, that's South Point's first win.
There it is.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, South Point.
Mm-hmm.
Flava Flav will tell you he lives in Silverado Ranch. I'm just saying, again, I'm not trying to.
I see what you're thinking.
Know, and, yeah. And Floyd will tell you that he lives in Southern Highlands, actually inside the gates.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there you go. We'll get to that in just a minute. The weirdest day, literally, in your life, in you, Michaela Gordon.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Dude.
Was the weirdest day above all others in your crazy, out of control I Love Lucy existence.
Yes. In a long, long time, it was the wildest day. And it ended up with no phone and a wedding certificate. Mm-hmm. I know. No,
let's go with the story. It sounds like we've got a lot to cover.
Lisa and I celebrated our 10-year anniversary last month. But there was a lot going on with my family, so we really didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
However, we did talk about, I wrote a song on my album for Lisa 2 years ago when the album came out. So I wanted to recreate the music video now that I've saved up my money because I'm not broke anymore from making the album to begin with. So we filmed the music video. It was beautiful. We needed to do a couple pickup shots yesterday. 8 p.m. It's nighttime in front of a little chapel. It sounds easy enough.
Oh, because it's a romantic song about I love you and
of
I want to
course.
Marry you.
Okay, yeah.
I got you. So you're filming.
30 minutes
tops. You're filming at a chapel.
Yes. We go to one chapel. We know we're going to get in trouble and we know we're going to get kicked out. So we're just trying to quickly get it done.
By the way, Little Chapel of the Flowers would do it. White Light Second. You remember them from Toy Drive?
Yep. I literally wish I would have asked you. I didn't. Now I'm paying for it. We get kicked out of one chapel. So we go to another chapel down the street. We're doing our thing.
Because they want to get paid for their...
Absolutely.
We were talking about
a million percent. They're like, please get away from us.
You're like, but it's great exposure. It'll be in the video.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I can't lie to save my life. I was like, please, can I please? And they were like, no, get out. And I was like, but please. So we leave. We go.
Did they quote you a price on that?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Just curious.
So we go to another chapel. They're not bothering us at all. Another chapel across the street sees us outside and we're like, we're for sure going to get in trouble. They're filming us. It's getting weird. Then this woman yells, come over here. Get any content you want. Come inside.
They love it.
They love it. So we run over there. It was the most bizarre experience with the loveliest people. And so we had the best time. All of a sudden, we get done. It's late now. It's like midnight, but it's fine. We're going with it. I can't find my phone. Somewhere I've put it down, but it says it's in the vicinity. Things get out of hand. It's late now.
Because you're tracking your phone on Lisa's phone?
Yes.
Okay.
I go to look for my phone. I can't find it. We have the motorcycle outside. We have just literally done a full like wedding ceremony inside this like Say I Do chapel that was not part of it, but we were like, well, let's go with it. It's
and
been 10 years.
Rode the motorcycle?
Rode the motorcycle, me and Lisa. Got the wedding license. Lost my phone. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Hold up. So we're not filming a video anymore. You got a wedding license. You actually got married last night?
On paper? Yeah, we did. Not how we anticipated at all. But then we just put it in the music video, I guess.
But who did you get? And then you went and got a license.
Yeah, we're going to go get the license today, which we've anticipated.
Wait, you said you had the license last night.
No, we got the paperwork last night and Diana married us in the chapel. It went too far last night. But for the video, I wanted it to be. It's giving hangover this morning, okay. Though. I have no phone.
Won't you have to go back and get married again after you go to the...
I don't know. I've never been married before. I just want you to make a music video. But now we're locked in. So...
Oh, no. You take the certificate and you register... I'm not sure how that works.
I know. I don't either. And I can't even Google on my phone because I can't find it.
Because strangely enough, Saturday was also our real wedding anniversary. Because as you may recall, I screwed it up and we never turned the paperwork in after we got married
time.
And so my wife got to get her license changed. And the lady looked at her square in the face, said, you better go talk to this guy because you're not married. So then Derek Stevens said, well, I can get you on the Third Street stage. Why don't we throw a big party? So we actually had 5,000 people at our wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
And $5 beers and a good time was had by all.
Okay,
and a lovely suite at the Golden Gate. Thank you again, Derek Stevens, who I will forever... You know, whatever he wants, he gets.
I
love that dude. And he showed love to me.
So sweet.
So,
okay, well, happy wedding anniversary.
But I'm trying to remember, I think we got, and Oscar Goodman married us on stage by satellite because he was in a studio in San Diego. It's a long story.
Random.
And then we were up on the Viva Vision thing.
Well, I love that for you. I'm not going to forget our anniversary because as we were leaving, Diana said, if you forget, it's 69. And I was like, Diana, what? And then June 9th. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mostly because you said it.
I'm still shocked.
I pretty much know. I get it because you said it.
Yeah, I think... Still taking it in.
I'm not sure which comes first, chicken or the egg, and I can't remember how my wife Amy and I did it. I feel like I think we took the certificate down to the place and they said something about you've got to have the officiant do it, or there was some hang up.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, well, why don't you call the officiant and ask him?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, I'm not and she looks at the thing. And it's Oscar Goodman. And
oh,
she
my went, God, iconic.
She went, no,
I trust you.
I think we're okay. I think we're all right.
That's epic.
Okay, so here are the questions.
Great.
So today you'll go and do this?
Yep.
And then never found your phone?
Nope. It says it's still at one of the chapels. They very lovingly came back at midnight at the one chapel. Turns out it wasn't there. So we looked for it. Not there. We're going to try another chapel today.
Going to go back to Say I Do?
Nope. Say I Do at the wedding. The phone wasn't there, but a lifetime of memories. We're going to go to another chapel across the street where it says it is. Listen.
Right.
I swear to God, Chet, I just wanted to have a nice day yesterday. I'm going to go get my phone.
You were just going to do a couple of shots for your video.
Yeah, but then everyone was so nice to us.
Right, and then you ended up getting married.
Yeah.
By an Elvis?
By Diana, an Italian woman.
Was she dressed as Elvis?
No, but what a time that would have been. Chet, why would she have been dressed like Elvis? It's on track, though.
Well, because that's what they do.
They did play an Elvis song, though. And
of course.
Can I tell you guys, honestly, like, you know, I'm a crybaby. I act like I'm so tough. But I was, like, walking down this little, like, aisle to Lisa. You guys sobbed.
Is your dad finding out about this
Everyone
right now?
Right now in real time is actually
finding out about it.
Everybody listening.
Including, I'm not even offended. Yep. Are you, Adrian, are you offended that we weren't there?
Not at all.
Yeah, no, Lisa's mom listens. I'm not either. She's
just happy it's getting
out.
Done.
Thank this you, everybody.
This seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. This seems to make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's mom, if you're listening, sorry, girl, it just really took a turn last night.
And you're married.
And we're married. And yeah. I was sober, so.
I mean, again, I
meant it. Thank you, everyone. Yep.
Got to be honest, didn't have that on my bingo card.
No,
today.
You know, neither did I.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much,
Amazing.
You guys. Thank you. Yeah, no, I feel like a new woman, so, yeah.
What the hell's happening?
I don't know. Just, So thank you, everybody.
You know,
after 10 years, me and Lisa have made it official.
And you know how you can remember it? It's on 6-9. You know, 69.
Waited my whole life
hell?
For this day.
Seriously. Yeah.
And that's, geez,
that was the parting shot.
Literally thought of the Virgin Mary, Italian queen, and that was the parting shot. You don't have to forget it. 69, huh?
Yeah. We should probably stop.
Yeah. Yep. I'm done now.
Multiples of three. We get it.
Thank you, everybody, for your well wishes.
Well. Are you going to register?
Maybe.
You better get onto the knot right now and then.
Maybe. Never done this before.
I know how much money I'm giving you.
Yeah, good. Yes. Okay, now we're talking. Okay, we're not
Well,
talking.
It's not 70. It's
great.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
We should at first.
I don't even know what to think right now. Like
Same.
I'm just a bit stunned by the whole.
Just another Monday for me, babe. Just
Apparently.
Another Monday in the summer for me.
I just snotted.
Love you, Lisa, if you're listening. We did it.
This seems like an odd transition in and of itself, but 702. 364-9898. We really have to go with Michaela's hometown wedding throwdown. Michaela's shotgun wedding throwdown.
Yep.
Well, the baby needs a father.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. No. Yeah.
Just took it
That's
too far.
Fantastic.
Took it too far.
702-364-9898. Shayna Davis, who's not from East Las Vegas, she's from the South Point, from what we understand.
Apparently. I don't know anything today.
Allegedly.
I can't confirm or deny anything.
The whole world's upside down right now for me. 702-364-9898. Shayna's our brand new champion. You need to call us right now if you would like to challenge her for the title. Two tickets to Shakira at Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, June 28th, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. Somebody is going to win the grand prize. Oh, for the love of God. Now it says on the screen that she's from Rhodes Ranch. Shayna, where do you live?
I live around Rhodes Ranch.
But why did...
What are we
Shayna.
Doing?
Why? South Point yesterday.
Back when I first started calling, it used to be like South Point, so I think it just rolled over, and I didn't really care that much.
She just went
what
with
mean
it,
you
too.
You didn't care that much. Don't,
you know what? We're all just rolling with it.
Disrespect the game.
Exactly.
The pageant.
Don't disrespect the game.
It's pageantry. There's history.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, Shayna.
It's even better.
Problem.
This whole last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
has
it's incredible.
Been phenomenal.
Me and Shayna are just going with what's brought to us. Okay.
I'm like, at some point, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be sweating, and the cat's gonna be standing on my head, and I'm gonna really have to pee, and it's gonna be like, ooh, I shouldn't have had Roberto so late, and I'm gonna go, whew, what a crazy dream that was.
Yep.
So Rhodes Ranch picked up win number 10 yesterday. Three-way tie for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Three-way tie for 6th. Wagon Wheel, Hendertucky, and Rhodes Ranch all have 10 wins. Centennial Hills are 12. Best of the West, 13. Silverado Ranch, 15. Aliante, 20. Sunrise Manor.
The City of Champions.
23 wins overall. East Las Vegas is like back at third with three. And South Point, now we don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
Shayna Davis, our new champion, lives in Rhodes Ranch. So, Shayna, if you win today, Shakira tickets for you. And one winner is going to win the grand prize to walk out on stage with Shakira. It's called Camino con la Loba. That means walk with the she-wolf.
Woo.
Ow. She-wolf owl on three. One, two, three.
Ow. Okay.
I didn't get a she-wolf howl out of Shayna. That's okay.
Shayna, give him the... Yes.
Thank you, Shayna. All right, 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Before we get back into it, who performed your ceremony again? Diana?
Diana.
And then who was the nice lady at Say I Do Chapel?
It was Diana and then June, who's a man, who also said, by the way, they were so nice. And then they said, oh, by the way, my wife, Jenny, loves the Chet Buchanan Show. Was. Love you guys. Yeah, at the very end. It was wonderful.
Yeah, because they didn't know. Then it's like, so what do you do?
That's it. Yeah. At the end, they said, what do you do?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And they were so sweet and excited.
My wife listens to that.
Yeah, but they were so nice before they knew anything.
That's so great.
Wonderful humans.
No, so credit where credit is due. And love love where love is deserved. And that's...
I know.
And then I walked in to give Michaela a hug. And I'm like, dude, I love you. Congratulations. She's like, you're the first person I've told.
Yeah.
Along with...
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
500,000 other...
Yeah, well...
You know?
Thanks for coming, you
that's
guys.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, by extension, Shayna, you too. You were the first one to find out that Michaela's married now.
Shayna might as well have been my bridesmaid. She was that close to us.
Yeah.
Love you, girl.
So...
Thanks.
That's amazing. Shayna Davis, who is not from East Las Vegas, who is not from South Point, who's from Rhodes Ranch. You feeling good? Everything all right?
Live the dream.
That's fantastic. All right, who's our challenger today?
That will be Alan Santiago, representing the Southwest.
Bring it, brother. How are you, Big A?
Good, good.
I'm sure you know how this works, but I will remind you to buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. Do not answer before we call on you, because while you think you may have buzzed in first, you just may very well not have, and you don't want to give the other person the answer if they didn't know it. First 1-3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the freshly betrothed, the newly married, Commissioner Mrs. Michaela Gordon.
That's
Miss,
right.
Mrs. Michaela Gordon. Okay, and we call her Commissioner because Gordon.
This actress from the... Thanks, love. This actress from the hit show Friends says playing her character really was a lot of work, even though she was so silly singing songs like Smelly Cat. What's her name?
Alan. Gwyneth Paltrow?
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Super sexy.
You shot! That was that one. We discovered new buzzers yesterday. Uh-huh. New old buzzers. No, it's not Gwyneth Paltrow. This is a tough question
to remember
her name.
I know. I would even take the character name if you remembered it.
Oh, well, now you tell me.
I know.
We can't take the character name now because we didn't say that ahead of time.
Sorry, everybody.
Do you have an answer, Shayna?
Yes. Lisa Kudrow?
Is it Lisa Kudrow? Yes, it is.
Yes.
And the champion goes up one zip.
It's official. The actor who had a lawsuit against Blake Lively got the lawsuit thrown out so yesterday. Hard. What's his name?
Shayna,
for a 2-0 lead.
Justin Baldoni?
Is it Justin Baldoni? Are you Googling really fast?
No.
Oh, good for you.
You're just smart.
Yeah, that's okay.
Brilliant.
No, I'm sorry for doubting you. I didn't mean to. Champ 2, Alan Squadouche.
This actress gained more than 30 pounds to play boxer Christy Martin in an upcoming biopic, a very different character than her role on the hit show Euphoria. What's her name?
Yeah, you got me.
Shayna?
Oh, Shayna for the win.
Is that Sydney Sweeney?
Is that who?
Sydney Sweeney?
Is it Sydney Sweeney? Is it really?
Yep.
Wow, game over.
All right.
Wow, game over. That is some solid work right there, Champ Champ.
Good job, sis.
Wow. Alan, you ran yourself into a buzzsaw today, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss.
Those were hard questions, and she showed why she is the champion.
Congratulations.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, love.
Try again soon.
Thank you.
All right, man. Usually I tell people, well, you're really good at this. You should try again. We didn't even get the chance to find out if Alan's any good at this game.
I know. Our girl was in on it. She was killing it.
Shayna, that's really impressive work.
Thank you.
You didn't Google any of that?
No.
No.
Dang, dude. You're really good.
Just brilliant.
All right. Two tickets to Shakira in a couple of weeks at Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, June 28th, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Plus, somebody's going to walk out on stage with Shakira, Camino con la Loba. She will foul on three. One, two, three.
Ow!
And then we'll see you tomorrow when you defend your title again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Is that all right with you?
Great. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, good. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey. Adrian, who's in the mix on this?
That'll be Kim Folds from Southwest.
All right, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hello. Good morning.
Did you hear the first pick earlier this morning?
No, I did not.
No, and that's okay. That's an all right thing. I'm always interested. What time do you get up in the morning?
4.
Wow.
Jeez.
And then what time, us too? What time do you get in the car?
7:10.
So what are you doing for the 3 hours between, not that it's any of our business, but what are you doing in the 3 hours between when you get up and when you get in the car?
I work out at home and spend time with my dog.
God, good for you.
Love it.
That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really great. All right, now to the real questions. This woman got into an Uber in New York, and she was going to the airport 7:00 in the morning. The driver began playing songs that he had generated through AI featuring her name. Is this above and beyond service, or is this way creepy?
Way creepy. I'm pushing the alert button on the app right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Could you please pull over and let me out? Yeah, it's too much.
Exactly.
It's too much.
So, no.
Do you have kids?
I do not.
So I'm going to ask you this question anyway, because I don't either, but I definitely have opinions on this. We had somebody that was asking what they wanted, like a relationship. I don't know what they wanted. They wanted a ruling. A mom was traveling across the country with her toddler. Let me ask you, Adrian, when you travel with Sire, do you give him a little Benadryl?
No,
you don't. You give him something else?
We've given them Benadryl in the past.
Yeah.
But on flights we haven't, much to our detriment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid wouldn't sleep. This mom had her toddler. Kid wouldn't sleep. He was acting up, loud, mm-hmm. kicking seats, mm-hmm. the whole deal. The flight attendant said, "Did you give him something?" And the mom was shocked. She's like, what?
Yeah.
And the flight attendant said, well, it's not uncommon for parents to give their kids Benadryl. She came home, told her friends. All of her friends were completely shocked that she didn't give him Benadryl, that she would travel with a Benadryl-free toddler. So she asked her pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, well, I can't tell you to do it, but he says Benadryl can be helpful when you're taking young children on a plane. Now, none of us have kids. Adrian has kids. But Michaela and Kim and I, we don't have kids. Is anybody mortified by hearing this?
Not me, Jude.
And by anybody, I mean you, no. Kim.
No, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, do you like myself Benadryl?
I take Benadryl on long flights or overnight flights for me to help me sleep. So, I mean, if it helps make a calmer experience for the child and everybody around them, why not?
Yeah. I'm sensing a slight smirk from Adrian. Slight smirk.
No, of course. Not for 100% the everything that Kim said. 100%.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I never really thought of it, but we used to give Bailey, our Yorkie, used to give him sleepy treats.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
At first, and then we really, and then he went, "No, I'm cool. I don't need them, Dad. We're great. I'll just go to sleep."
It's like I'm a traveler.
I went to go give him the sleepy treat one time. We were in the city, you know, it was time to board.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to give him the sleepy treat, and he's already asleep.
Oh, good for him.
He knew the drill. Get into his little carrier and just go out. And I wish you could get kids to do the same.
Yeah, you know, a good friend of mine, we would travel together when our little girl was very small. And honestly, the anxiety that she felt as a parent, not sure if the baby would like, it was a very stressful situation for her. She didn't want to impose on anybody. The parent, I feel like, carries a lot of pressure. So she would give her a little bit of Benadryl. And it was awesome. Like, she felt better. The baby was asleep. I thought it was fine. I'm not a parent, but I thought it was totally fine.
And having been an only child that was often told to sit quietly and read or color, getting on a plane was for me when I was a kid. No, they just told me, you know what happens if you don't. You know, that kind of thing. And it was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun. New kids for you, right? Isn't that what I said?
Yep.
New kids for you.
Yes. Yes.
Two tickets for the residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM on 702 Day, Wednesday, July 2nd. Plus, somebody is going to get barstool seats on stage and meet and greet passes. And I don't know why it couldn't be you. You know?
Oh, my God. That would be like the 13-year-old me's dream come true.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We'll all keep our fingers crossed. No Benadryl that night.
No.
No.
No, not
absolutely not. Hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Just past 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 10th day of June, 2025. She's the newly married. Congratulations to Mrs. Michaela Gordon. Are you keeping your name?
Thank you.
Keeping your name? Yeah, I figured.
Totally.
I'm just saying. She's Mrs. Are you Mrs. now?
Yes, I am, baby. Not on purpose, necessarily.
Did you practice writing it?
I did that for 30 years. Now I just, it's official. So, exciting stuff.
So, let me get this straight. You walked into a wedding chapel.
Yeah.
Because you wrote a love song for your fiance.
Yeah.
How long ago? 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
You did the video.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You did the video
a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
For the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then last night you thought you'd just, you know, get a
couple chapel pickup shots.
More stuff. Yeah. Pickup shots. Sounds so fancy, doesn't it, Adrian?
Right.
Sounds so Hollywood.
Pickup shots.
Sounds so,
a little B-roll.
What if they already put the Summerlin Studios B-roll? In? Oh, are the Summerlin Studios already here? Because we're taking pickup shots
for our Paramount production.
Yeah, for my music video.
Yeah, dude, okay. But I'm so, such
and then
a
you
loser.
Guys, and then they just said, well, why don't we just do this for real?
Yeah, so we were at this chapel. We had to sneak around, though, because we were we didn't pay and we were going to get in trouble. So we snuck around, but then a chapel across the street said, come over, we'll do it for free.
Yeah, and they just said, let's do it.
Yeah, let's just do the whole thing. When I got into my car.
And what were they? Say I Do?
Say I Do Chapel.
And his name?
June.
And Diana did the ceremony.
Yep.
And Jenny is the one that listens every day.
Yes.
But they had no idea it was you.
No idea. Just lovely human beings.
Not until the end. What do you do? Yeah. Everybody's talking. So what do you do? Why are you shooting? Why are you doing the content?
Yeah.
And everything's well.
I said, I'm a part of the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLZ.
And they said.
And June said.
Who?
My wife Jenny loves that show. She listens. Oh my God. Can we have a photo?
They were like, so are you Mercedes?
Yeah. No. I was like, I'll be whoever you want me to be. Just take my photo. However, at the chapel where I was trying to be so discreet, I realized I believe I left my phone there.
We probably shouldn't be telling this part.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Rolling
just
that
in
back.
Case now they're listening mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, that bee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's her phone.
Yeah. It was a really exciting night.
Somebody's running it over in the parking lot right now. Oops. The hearse. They've got, oh, no, not the hearse. They don't have a hearse. The limo.
Maybe wrong, places a double.
Wrong flowers. It's the wrong, right idea, wrong flowers.
Honestly, I was with you on it, though.
Same bit. Same hilarious. Bit. Same car, really, but just different purpose.
Truly.
Hearse. I don't know why that's
a
so
wedding
funny.
And a funeral.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, do people say, I would not think, you don't have a good sense of direction, do you?
You know what I do? I actually do. People don't think that I do. I do until I don't.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yep. You're good until you're not.
Exactly.
Sure. New poll out on navigation skills. Only 16% of people are confident that they are excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions.
Mm-hmm.
However, most people, half, say that they would be good at it. They're just not.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? And yet, 3 out of 4 say that they're super good at reading physical or digital maps. Adrian, do you have a good sense of direction?
Oh, I feel like I'm decent.
Here's what's funny. I do.
I trust that 100%.
Anybody who knows me will tell you, most people that know me will tell you that I have a great sense of direction. I really do. Except when it comes to this town. Which is so, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
It's confusing in a certain way. So Summerlin is west, right?
Yeah.
Summerlin's the west side.
Mm-hmm.
If you head that way from the strip, that's west.
Fine.
Also the same direction where you go to get to Pahrump, which if I'm not mistaken, is north. Is it not?
Oh.
Somewhat on a map?
This dude, I don't know.
But you tell me.
Oh, yeah.
No, because north is Reno. Pahrump. North is Reno. North is Mount Charleston.
Right. Uh-huh.
You got to go south to get to L.A., which seems like that would also be west.
So Pahrump is west?
I don't know. Honest to God, now you're making me question it?
No, dude, I don't know either.
On a map? On a map? Boulder City to me is south, right? Boulder City south.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it not?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Is Boulder City south? But is that not a completely different way than I-15 south? How do you go south? How do you go two ways south?
Is it the 9? Oh, God. The 95.
Mm-mm,
don't Pahrump say anything, Michaela.
Is in
don't
fact. Hang on.
I'll tell you what. There's nothing worse
Pahrump
than.
Pahrump is west. Pahrump is west.
I feel like I don't even know. Pahrump idea.
Pahrump is west. Now that I look at the map, Pahrump is west. The dam is southeast. Southeast. Okay. But the 15 actually does go south until it goes west.
Okay.
It's like, so listen, you tell me to go somewhere in the, watch it. You tell me where to go. No, but if you tell me to go somewhere in this town, I can get you there. I'll get you there.
Yeah.
But if you ask me to go, well, which direction is it? I'm like, oh, no, those mountains over there, those are west.
I hear that deeply.
Like, which way is Summerlin? That's west.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is the Speedway? Or, you know, or 15, which way is Mesquite? That's north.
Yeah, but have you
but
run
also
into...
Centennial Hills is north and west.
Okay, but have you run into the problem? Because this happened to me a few weeks ago. You're using your GPS.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of construction things happening. I lost Wi-Fi, and I couldn't connect to the GPS at the top of the hill. I didn't know how to get home.
Or when I lived in Centennial Hills,
uh-huh.
They were still building. They were
right.
Building stuff all around it.
Yeah.
And I would have to tell people, here's my address, but don't use GPS because it would take you into the wrong place.
Yes, that's so annoying.
It would take you into the development next to mine,
mm-hmm.
But you couldn't get there from here. You know what I'm saying? Like there was no street that connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
You hear that all the time too, GPS. Like this is the one thing though. The people that blindly follow GPS into like water. You know, like how, like seriously.
It literally says water.
Point,
they're like, go, keep going.
Yeah, usually at some point the road changes ever so slightly, right? Oh, no.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's fun. Thank you. you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. This is 98.5 KLUC.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yo, is this weird? I'm literally, when you start that way, you know it's going to be
weird. You know
weird,
it's going
right? to be wild. You know it's going to be, yeah, I don't know if it's.
Well, all right, maybe. Let me have it. I'll be the judge.
Okay, former co-host of this show.
Yeah.
My buddy Dan Gerbois.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Danger Boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Back in the day. No, his family ran a funeral home back in Waterbury, Connecticut. Oh. And that's when he left this show. He went back home to take over the family business.
Yeah.
Came out to UNLV to get his degree. Ended up on this show. We worked together for a while, and then he ended up doing.
Yeah.
And he would tell stories that there are girls that's their kink. It's what they dig. They dig funeral homes.
No way.
And the men who run them. So this story does not shock me at all. This woman in Brazil named Daniela Senhor attended funerals in her hometown about every 90 days or so. Why? Because she really liked the undertaker. His name is Apollo Scariot.
Oh, my God.
I used to think, I'll just swing by and give the family a hug so I can see him, you know? But here's the thing. He wasn't always there. And is this not like Wedding Crashers?
I was going to say Funeral Edition.
Oh,
1 million.
Death is such an aphrodisiac. And for some... The funeral director didn't notice her at first because he was focused on his job, right?
God.
But then he notices that she's consistent.
Yeah.
About every couple, 3 months or so.
Yeah. I mean, look, I am into a woman who is committed, and she, no matter how it looks, was committed to the Undertaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the wrestling one.
No.
So... Eventually it worked. They got married last month. Shouldn't shock you to find out that she arrived in a hearse. And it's a whole theme.
Wow.
Okay, so weird or no?
Okay, you know what? Very much yes. Mm-hmm.
I think you like what you like.
No, I don't want to be judgmental, but also it's weird. Okay, there. It is.
Okay, no, I'm trying to find the good
just
side
be
of this.
Cool.
No,
okay, we're not judging, but you're weird.
It's odd. Yeah, find out which Applebee's he goes to. Don't sit there stalking. By the way, if you're stalking anybody, well, I can't say that either.
I know, dude, I know.
Well, yeah, okay, hold on.
What?
What is different than, okay, that bartender's really hot.
Babe,
we're gonna go
there's
there.
Families mourning the loss of someone that they love, and she's showing up like, where's that man? Where is that man? Sorry about your loss. Hey, honey. Ow. That's weird.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. So many. This is the dumbest. People are so dumb. Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
So many people ask him if they were related that they finally were like, yeah, okay, we'll take a DNA test. Just to put this baby to bed.
Here. Yeah.
Results came back negative, but they were friends and would refer to each other as Uncle Warren and Cousin Jimmy.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is the greatest.
I love it.
I do, too, but people are so dumb. You guys related? You're the same last
name. Buffett, same.
I don't know if I believe this one or not.
Okay.
More than 30 million people in China... live in caves?
What kind of caves? Like,
what kind of caves are?
Don't do that.
Yeah, what categories of caves?
No,
don't you
know.
Do that.
Don't you do that. Don't look at me like that.
What do you mean, like?
No, I know what I said.
Double wide caves?
We're like rocks.
Split level townhome caves?
They're carpets.
This one's got air conditioning. Yeah, what are you talking about?
It just sounds unbelievable.
Kind of cave?
I just had to ask obvious questions because how 30 million people living in caves?
Is this a cave or a burrow? This seems a lot more like a burrow than a cave. I'm not marrying any man who doesn't have a full-sized cave.
Exactly.
I am not living in that burrow.
No. I have standards.
That's it. We're
bye.
Done. That's it. We're done. That's it. We're done. Follow us on social at 98.5 KLUC. It's fixed. There's actually fresh content.
There is.
Thank God. We had the weirdest thing. We couldn't sign in to our Instagram. And Meta, if you've ever had trouble with your Instagram or your Facebook, Meta is just a delight to work with.
Oh, truly.
But then it was like it was like watching, you ever see the old comedy routines where there's like seven people trying to get through a doorway all at once? That was what it was like for us to try and get back on our Instagram.
Yes.
But we figured it out. And again, at 985KLUC and at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Adrian.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. A lot of new content from my visit of Los Angeles with WWE's Money in the Bank on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, which you can watch on YouTube. Just don't forget to subscribe, but you can listen to it for free on that Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, MIKALA.
You're gonna lay low.
I'm gonna lay low.
Good for you.
Well, I was thinking about going to LA, but I've decided to stay home, lay low, just enjoy my time with Lisa P. It's gonna be nice.
That's nice.
Thank you.
You know what? There's nothing you can't do over Zoom or
Yeah, we want to be home, guys.
Well, good. Rested, relaxed, and ready to go. We'll see you tomorrow on the Chad Buchanan Show. We love you. God bless you. Make sure you tell somebody that you love them today that you haven't said it to in a while, because you never know when they may need it. And be a friend to somebody who needs a friend, because you never know when they might need it. And you know who might need it the most? You.
Yes.
We'll be your friend. Come and hang out with us tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.